We're discussing Radharas Sudha Nidhi. And this is verse, continuing of discussion of verse number 13, describing the beautiful glories of Radharani's lotus feet, the soothing influence of her lotus feet. And the verse is, Vrindavaneshwari taveva padaravindam premamritaika makaranda rasoga purnam ridyarpitam madupate smaratapam ugram nirvapayet paramashitalam ashrayami. O Supreme Goddess of the Vrindavan Forest, your lotus feet, brimming full of flowing rasa extract, the essential honey of full-blown love nectars. Holding your feet to his chest, Madhupati, Sri Krishna, the Lord of all sweetness, extinguishes the burning fever of Cupid, so supremely cooling your lotus feet. I now take full shelter of them. What's the translation? And we were discussing yesterday, we're making a conclusion of the verse, and we were mentioning, we were discussing this understanding the shloka from two viewpoints, the daiva vichar and the transcendental level of the lila. This is the exchange, the loving exchanges between the Vibhavalambanan hero, Sri Krishna, and the heroine, Srimati Radharani. So this is very nicely explained here. The Leela from the level of Saraswati Pad, he's seeing this whole pastime as a spurti, a vision, a very deep and profound vision within his mind, which appears so real, it almost seems like he's actually there directly with Krishna by the power of his bhav and prema. This is a very high level of meditation where one has a spurti, a vision, a direct experience. He's chanting, eyes are closed. We close our eyes, we see black. You can just make an experiment. Close your eyes. Nothing, blank. Imagine closing your eyes and chanting Sudha Nam, and by the arrangement of Yoga Maya and the pure love of your heart actually attracts Krishna to manifest in your mind. And that, Nikolai, what do you see? What do you see? Now if you go to sleep, your eyes are also closed when you go to sleep. When we go to sleep, our eyes are closed, but it's not blank. We see color, we see people, we see places, we dream. Swapna. And that seems very, very real. But we're dreaming, we're sleeping. But in Smaran, when one is doing Leela Smaran at the level of Bhava and Prema, then he's not sleeping. He's Jagrata. He's conscious. Very conscious. But when he closes his eyes, he's chanting. Then it's very similar in one sense. When a person is sleeping, he's unconscious, he's in a Tamagun, Rajagun, and he's seeing something. He's seeing his activities. He's seeing like a pastime. I mean, he's going here and there. So now the person's sitting there. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He's fully rested. He's not tired. He's sitting straight, chanting in front of his Giriraj, Tulsi Maharani, or on the banks of Radhagun. And all of a sudden, he's just seeing in full color the Leelas of the Lord manifest. This is called Spurti. And then it goes for some time. Because the level of bhava, then there's five levels of smaran. And this fourth level of smaran is called dhruva anusmriti. Dhruva anusmriti means it's growing for some time in a very thick stream. You're for moment by moment, minute by minute. Like you watch a movie. If you go to the movies, an Indian movie, I guess, I've never been, but they're quite long. I think they're like 3 hours long. So for 3 hours, you're sitting in one place in a chair, and you're watching so many things happen for three. And it goes, 3 hours of your life goes by, And you walk out, and then the outside world is nothing like the movie. It may be a time period movie from 500 years ago. So, but if for 3 hours you're gone, you're speaking, action, and people, and sounds, and music, and dancing, and romancing, and a lot of that has to be there in violence. So now when someone's doing meditation, the level of bhava, then they can spend 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes all day, eyes closed, seeing so many wonderful visions. This actually awaits devotees if we come to that level of bhava and prema. This is experience. Raja vidya raja guyam pavijam paramam paman pratyaksha bhagavam dharamyam susukam kartavam vyam. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, I believe, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. He says, Pratyaksha Vagamam Dharmyam. This Krishna consciousness, this bhakti mark, this sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and then prema bhakti, because siddha, when we become perfect in sadhana bhakti, then we attain bhava and prema. So the speciality of this path of bhakti is that it's pratyaksha dharma, pratyaksha. Like sometimes people criticize the Christians. They say, your philosophy is pie in the sky. So this pratyaksha dharma means that bhakti mark, although I want to say, in the Christians, they have this idea of pie in the sky. So when people, the atheists and the Gnostics and Pashandis, the agnostics and atheists, what is this you're praying, oh, Jesus, have mercy on me, oh, my Lord, oh, Jesus, have mercy on me, and you're doing so many, going to church, and you're reading your catechism or Bible, this, that. But it's all, you know, it's in the afterlife, it's the afterlife, it's nothing tangible, nothing here. It's all like it's future banking. You just hope that something's going to happen when you die, that the angels will come and they'll be playing harps and then they'll give you one and you can start playing, and then you'll ascend to the heavenly planets or wherever you go. You'll go to heaven and you have a really great time over there. But maybe not. Maybe it doesn't exist, and maybe God doesn't exist. So how do you know? It's called pie in the sky. Can you eat a pie that's in the sky? Yes, no. No. Obvious. So the pie, hey, there's the pie. You can't eat it. I will taste that pie. I will experience that pie in the future. This is post-dated check. So Christian religion is post-dated check religion. In one sense. I have no money in the bank, but a pie in the sky philosophy. I can't eat my pie now, but I'm very religious. I'm very pious. I'm very pious. And maybe I can get my pie in the future. Pie in the sky. But what is Bhakti Marg? Bhakti Marg, Krishna's telling in Raja Vidya chapter, he says it's Pratyaksha Dharma. This is the Marg. This is the path of Pratyaksha Dharma. Means that so it's not pie in the sky, it's pie here and now. It's Mahaprasadam here and now. And it's Mahaprasadam on that side also. Well, Pratyaksha Dharma. We're discussing about Spurti and how this is the experience of Saraswati Pad in this verse that we're discussing for a few days. All of you have been here. And what is the nature of this Spurti and how long it lasts and how long it can last and what is the dimension of it. And it awaits us. It is the pie here and now. It is the direct experience. It's direct experience of the spiritual world. This is Pratyaksha Dharma. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavajam Paramam Bhavan. Pratyaksha Vagumam Dharamyam Susukam Kartavavyam. That the Christians are, they're suffering and, oh, I'm so miserable, and they're beating themselves and they're confessing and they're just hoping and they're not happy. Susukam Kartavavyam. The path of Christianity or all these other, it's not a happy path. Susukam kartam avyam. Everlasting, everlasting happiness. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, he's telling all of us, this bhakti marg is the king. It's a great secret. It's Rajavidya, it's Rajaguna, it's very secret. And it's experienced in the secret core of your heart. And it's experienced in the secret chamber of your mind. But it is experienced. Pratyaksha means you see it, you touch it, you taste it, you experience it. So that's what a sporti is. You, in Lila Pravesh, at the level of Bhav, which is attainable right here and now, not when we get our angel wings and all that, you know. It's right here. When we come to the level of Bhava, then there's Pratyaksha. Then it becomes Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means manifest. You see it, you see Radha and Krishna, you taste Radha and Krishna, you experience Radha and Krishna, and this is what Spurti is all about, and this is what Saraswati Pad is sharing with us in the pages and verses of Radharas Sudaniti, his individual personal Spurtis, which serve as his glorification of Radharani, especially in Radharas Sudaniti, but they also serve as a signpost. They serve as a signpost to point the way to our future. Like if you are traveling in a car and you have a map, and they say, "Oh, you're going to New York," but on your way to New York, you'll pass all these different cities, and you look, "Oh, welcome to so and so city. Oh, that's one of the cities near New York City," and then say, "Thank you for." They have these signs in America: "Welcome, swagatam, swagatam, welcome to this city," and then you leave that place, and they say, "Thank you for leaving." No, I mean, thank you for, no, they say, thank you for leaving. No, they say, thank you for visiting, isn't it? Thank you for visiting hell. We hope you come back soon. So when I left America, I saw a sign like that. Thank you for visiting America. I said, thank you. I won't come back. Don't come back. Because I left on a one-way ticket and I didn't get a return yet. Hare Krishna. So we're just kind of explaining these verses are indicating to us the future, the signpost. Yes, you're getting close. You're doing sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti. You're becoming steady. You're getting free from anarthas. Now you're coming to nishtha. And now in nishtha you start and you have some awakening of greed or lobha to follow the rag marg. It may come sooner. But you're following Ragmarg, and then Ragmarg, oh, it's nice, and my attachment for Krishna is increasing, for Nam Bhajan, for Shastra Pardana, for studying Shastra. And now it's just a matter of time when the mercy will descend and Bhav will manifest in me. And then when Bhav comes, then I'll have all these wonderful experiences, which, like Saraswati Pad is having. So he's seeing all this in a Leela Spurti, in his Sarup. In a Siddha Roop. And Gaudiya Vaishnavism, you get your wings right now, right? You get your Siddha Deya. Because the Christians are talking about Siddha Deya also, isn't it? They don't say that when you die, they don't say, you get a pair of blue jeans. You get a pair of blue jeans and a t-shirt and go to heaven. They usually say you get some kind of special body, the Christians. At least when I was raised as a Christian, they said that When you die and you get liberated, if you go to heaven, you get some wings, isn't it? So you get some wings. And I thought that was pretty cool. That, you know, it's some kind of separate body. It's not like this body, wings. But you have human form, but you have wings. That's the basic idea. They tack a couple of wings on you and give you a spiritual body and you have some more freedom because people like to fly and people like to move. They don't like to be limited. So they're appealing to the basic nature of the Atma. The Atma wants freedom. Like Narada Muni, they said he's a liberated spaceman. Prabhupada used this term. He's a liberated spaceman. He can travel freely anywhere from Patala Loka to Bhuloka to Bhuvarloka to Swargaloka to Vaikuntha. Narada Muni has that freedom because he's in a spiritual body. So spiritual bodies have no limitation. They can go anywhere. So they have the idea that you get some different kind of body, and then when we came to Krishna consciousness and started reading the books, we found out, oh, wait a minute, there is a planet where there's some beings there that live there. They have human forms and they have wings, and they're called Kinaras. K Kinaras and Kinaris. There's the Kimpurushas, there's the Kinaras. All these different types of living entities are described in Padma Purana and other Puranas. And Shukadeva Goswami didn't bother, you know, confusing us with all this because he wanted to get to the point fast because he only had 7 days. Right? He had 7 days to speak. So he didn't start telling us about Kinaras and what do they look like and what are their attributes and do you know about Kinara Loka and you know about Kimpurusha Loka. And then there's, what's it, in other words, what's the difference between a Kimpurusha, a Kinara, and a Gandharva? Interesting subject, which we won't discuss now. But all that's there. So then I said, oh, that's what the Bible's talking about. That's what the Christians are talking about. You become a good Christian, you become a Kinara. Your human form, a subtle body, obviously. But you get a human form and you have wings and you fly around. But in Krishna consciousness, in Gaudiya Vaishnava, you get your Siddhadeha right now. You realize it, you see it. And in that Siddhadeha, you enter into the Leelas of Radha and Krishna. You render service. You move, you act, you think, you feel, you speak, you cry. You have relationships with people, with spiritual personalities. And you move with them and you live with them. And you enjoy with them and you cry with them and you laugh with them. And you see them and they see you. And it goes on forever. This is a land of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Sri Dham Vrindavan. That's where we're going. That's where we are. if we realize it, we're there. If we don't, we'll be there when we realize it. Right? If we realize it, we're there. If we're not there, when we realize it, we will be there. Clear enough. So this is his experience in his Siddha Roop. And then I was just this, Atmik Vichara. Atmik Vichara I was discussing yesterday. Atmik Vichara is the level of me, the observer, the reader, the sadhaka reading this verse. How does it apply to me? What is the relevance, the teaching, the benefit, the meaning, the direction, etc.? This is how we understand Shastra. Coming to external consciousness, Saraswati Pad no longer sees this Nikunja Leela, and he feels separation. So then that brings us to the last line. So when he feels separation, if you've had something and you lose it, then you feel separation. Because having something means connection. And when you lose something, it means that you lose connection, at least on one level. Heart level, not, but maybe physical level. When you lose connection with your lover physically, but the heart never loses connection. So now, but he's feeling separation because I was in the Leela. I was having this meditation. I was seeing it, this sporty. And it was so beautiful, and it was so real, and it was so tasty. And I didn't want to leave it. I wanted to stay there forever. But somehow, it left me. A devotee having spurti doesn't want to leave the spurti. If you're having the time of your life, you want it to go on forever. You read so many pastimes in Bhagavatam, different kings and rishis, not rishis, but kings, they would have some heavenly damsel, Urvasi or whatever, she would Puruvara and Urvasi. She said, all right, I'll stay with you for 1 year and you can enjoy me and all this and that. But remember, when 1 year passes, I'm leaving. So after 1 year, it went, one year went by in a few moments, it seemed like, because he was having, you know, when time flies when you're having fun, they say like this. Time flies when you're having fun, but when you're suffering, oh, what time is it? What time is it? Oh, it's Nirjala Ekadasi. It's a Jagran. What time is it? It's 11:30. Yeah, it's a half hour later than when you asked me last time. And then it's a Jagran, and then you say, what time is it? It's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, it feels like 6 o'clock in the morning. It seems that the nights last forever. This is the nature. But, so he doesn't want to leave. You don't want to leave the spurti when you're having it, for the spurti will leave you to create more anxiety, to create more separation. So now he's feeling separation, so he prays sincerely as a sadhaka, appealing for Radhika's sweet compassion. So therefore he says, Parama Shitalam Ashrayami, which we briefly discussed yesterday about Parama Shitalam Prembam, right? We went on Gaurdham Parikrama today. And they're at it. They're out there. They're doing their thing. Sheetal, Prem. You ever go on Prakma? Sheetal, right? Sheetal means cool, cooling, refreshing. Sheetal pain balm. And we have Sheetalam Prem balm. Krishna's burnt. Krishna has some. You ever heard of heart pains? Heartaches? Heart pains? So Krishna has some heart pains or heartaches. So he needs some balm. He puts some balm. Tiger balm. We have tiger balm and this balm, that balm. Bam bam bole. That's a different balm. Boom. This is boom. And but Krishna, the only thing he's missing and the only thing he suffers from is a lack of love. He is prem, he's lobi, he's a lobi for prem. So then sometimes he's suffering and separation from Radharani. So he needs some malish, some prem balm, massage. Sheetalam prem balm. So this prayer, Saraswati Pati is praying paramam, param sheetalam ashrayami. Ashraya, we know that, Guru Pada Shraya, Krishna Shraya, Prema Shraya. He's praying, I take shelter, Ami Ashraya, I take shelter of the Parama Sheetalam, the most cooling lotus feet, supremely cooling lotus feet of Radharani. Why is Saraswati Pad describing Radharani's feet as Sheetalam, cooling? This is very nice. The seriously advanced sadhaka, because there's three levels, but the two levels we discussed of this verse, mainly we've been discussing the Adi Daivaka Vichara, the consideration of the verse from the level of Daivi. Daivi means Devi, Daivi means transcendental level. How it's applying, it's Krishna and Radha, and Krishna's in Man, Radharani's in Man, Krishna's separated, and how there's a Leela unfolds where he takes her feet, he cries, holds her feet to his chest, Ridya Marpitam Madhupate, and then he gets relieved from his distress of separation, a burning fire of desire, the Smara Tapam Ugram. We discussed that. And so much ras, and so much purification, and increases our rag and our attachment just by hearing the rasa-filled pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It's Madhurya Leela, Madhurya Purushottam. Madhurya Mahi Radha, Madhurya Mahi Sham. Priya, Priyatam, Ki, Jai. So, all right, and I said, so now we change the angle of vision of the Shastra and the Shloka, and we look from a different vision, inner vision, me. It's called Adi Atmika Vichara. The Atma, me, the observer, the reader, my body. What does this verse have to do with my body, my mind, my soul, myself? What is the relevance, as I was mentioning here? What is the teaching? What is the relevance? How does this verse to apply to me? Does it apply? What is the relevance? What is the teaching? What is the benefit? What is the meaning? What direction? What direction, guidance am I getting from this verse from Bhagavad Gita? From this pastime. So now we're discussing that. So one level on the, let's give an example. Madhupate smara tapam ugram, paramashitalam, ashrayami. So from the adiatmic vichar level, this verse is about Radha and Krishna. So Krishna is falling at Radharani's feet in the Nikunj. And Man Bhanga, trying to break Radharani's man and again unite with her in Sambhog, enjoying together. And she's showing a contrary Bhamya mood. So now Krishna, what is he doing? He's taking shelter of Radharani. Of what? Of her feet. And he's praying for her to forgive him and accept him again and to dance again, enjoy the rasa and enjoy the association with him. Sambhog Vilas. So this word ashrami means I, Krishna, from Krishna's level, means paramashitalam. Smara tapam ugram. Tapam means fire, we discuss. Radharani, I am burning in the fire of erotic desire. You can say spiritual lust intense desire to be with you, to love you, to see you, to touch you, to kiss you, to embrace you, to hear you sing, to see you dance, to dance for you, to play flute for you, to be with you. This is burning me. And you're saying, no, I don't want to meet you. Jao, jao, saka. Go from here. So now, I am burning. So what is the antidote for burning? If you want, how do you counteract something that's burning? Something is hot, how do you counteract it? Something is cool. Obvious, very obvious deducement. You know, I'm burning, you know, burning fever. So do they put hot coals on your forehead? They put some ice pack or whatever. Try to cool your body down. Or administer some medicines which can cool your blood. Ayurveda has medicines which can heat you or cool you or pacify you. Shama, medicines that pacify your prakrutis. So Krishna is saying, I'm burning. I need to cool off. And the only thing I know that really works when I'm burning is you have that cooling substance. What is that cooling substance? Your feet. Parama says parama shitalam. It's because there's some things are more cooling than others. We know that ice is cooling, but if we take camphor and put that on our forehead, it's really cooling. Kapoor. You put a few ice cubes, but if you take some camphor and then you dilute it in water, then you mix camphor and cold water and you put that on your forehead, and then your icicles come out of your forehead. I mean, it's really cooling. That's why camphor, if you read all these bombs, they don't put ice cubes in the bomb. They put camphor, kapoor. It's very cooling. So it's very, very cooling. So some things are something cooling and more cooling, most cooling. So when we say parama shitalam, it means supremely cooling, the most cooling. Parama means the topmost expression of cooling. I'll say topmost expression. And parama also means, param means transcendental, spiritual. Your feet give it. Because I'm not burning from a material pain. Every one of us sitting here is burning from lust. Okay, we have a material body. We're burning from lust. So smara tapam ugram. We are burning, so we want some material thing. But Krishna is saying, I'm not material. I'm not suffering from lust like an ordinary conditioned soul, like all of you, like all of us. My experience, my burning erotic desire is transcendental. It's para. It's transcendental. And only something transcendental can cure this disease, this rogue, this rid-rogue kamam. In the Bhagavatam, Rasapanchadaya, it says that this Rasalila of Radha and Krishna, this is the medicine for the rid-rogue kamam, the disease of lust in the heart. Rogue means disease, rid-rogue kamam. He says, para-bhakti-labhyate. It says when one reads about Krishna's pastimes with submission, with direction, with faith, with shelter of Guru, then what happens? Para bhakti labhyate, the supreme form of bhakti, braja bhakti, prema bhakti, braja prema, comes in the heart. You attain that. And when that comes in the heart, that supreme form of bhakti, then what goes out of the heart? Because the two can't exist. The two cannot coexist. Prema and lust cannot coexist. So when that para-bhakti comes in the heart from hearing Harikatha, Rasakatha, especially Rasa Panchadaya, this is the shuti phal, or the phal shuti, given by Shukat Muni at the end of the Rasa Lila, 10:29:33. This is in Canto 10, chapter 33, verse 38. He says that you hear, anyone who hears this Rasalila, anyone hears these five chapters with faith, shraddha anvita, very condensed and purified faith, transcendental faith, then what happens? Param bhakti labhyate. He gets parabhakti. Then he says, then what? Then what happens? Then he says, rid rogam kamam achirena. He said, very quickly, rid rogam kamam, the disease in the heart of lust, achirena, very fast it goes away. So Krishna, on his level, he's praying, Radharani, ashrami, I take shelter of your feet. What does it say? Padaravinda, tavaiva, padaravinda, I'm taking shelter of your feet. My head is there. My heart is there. I'm crying. I'm clutching them. I'm holding your feet to the core of my heart. And I'm taking shelter. I'm saying, please cool down this smara with the param shitalam, the transcendental, supremely cooling effect of your association, of your feet, which means your association, which means your attention, your mercy, adidaivik vichara. Now, if we take the adiatmak vichara, how does this verse, does it have any application to me? It's pretty easy to see the, how it'll work now. So I can, and this is what my notes are telling. But we'll summarize it and then we'll read it also for repetition. The point is that we need shelter. We also are burning in lust. Smara tapam ugram. Ugram means ugra nishringa, horrible. It's horrible. It's really horrible to be lusty and really horrible to be greedy. It creates a horrible, ugly mind and heart. It disturbs us. It makes us anxious, makes us uneasy. And we can't move in the world without getting pinched or pricked by our own consciousness, by our own impure consciousness. So therefore, we want some relief. We want some relief from this burning of lust and greed and envy. But where? How to find? So in Gaudiya Vaishnava, they say, take shelter of Radha and Krishna. So for the devotee, reads this verse and says, Krishna, okay, you, on your level, you're transcendental and it's all your lila, and you're posing like this, and you're burning in some fire. That's just to increase your love and exchanges with Radharani and your parishads. But what about me? I mean, if I try to find something in this verse for me, because that's the different vichars, adi bodhika, adi daivika. Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with me. I mean, what is it? Smara tapam ashrami? No, I am also burning. So Radharani, I'm falling at your lotus feet as a sadhaka. Because this line of Gaudiya Vaishnava is a line of Radhadasyam. Primarily, and even if one is interested in Sakiras, the coward boys don't serve Radharani. They also serve Radharani. There's so much connection with Radharani with the coward boys. And even there's a whole category of sakas called Priyanarmasaka. A Priyanarmasaka. Who is a Priyanarmasaka? What's an example? Subal. And I can't remember others just now, but Subal is a primary one. And they are Krishna's coward friends. And they are sakas, they are gwals. But Priyanarma means that they're very close to Priyaji. Priyanarmasaka. And there's five categories of sakas and five categories of sakis. Now, Priyanarmasaka, he is in Sakirati. He is a friend of Krishna. He plays with Krishna. He feels he's equal to Krishna or he's superior to Krishna. Hey, Krishna, I defeated you in wrestling. Carry me on your shoulders. I'm the winner. So he's more than Krishna. He defeats Krishna. And Krishna's eating some food. And then Subal looks, hey, that looks better than mine. And the cowboys will snatch his food right out of his tiffin. And this is the intimacy. This is the friendly relationship, brotherly love, friendly love, fraternal love of Krishna's coward boys. This is the Vishramba Sakiras. Very intimate, very sweet, very no limitation. Now that's the aspect of Subal as a sakka. But because he's a Priyanarma sakka, then he also has some Madhurya Rasa inside of him, Madhurya Rati. His Rati is mixed. Sakirati and Samadurya, because he and other Priyanarmasakas, they can assist, they're aware of Krishna's intimate pastimes as Radharani and the gopis, and they go with Krishna to meet the gopis in the kunjas, and they assist there in the pastimes. So they're a very special category of gopa. So there's an example, because in Gaudiya Vaishnava religion, or this line of Dharma, basically there's, everyone is generally in this Madhurya Ras, Radhadasyam, directly as Mandri, Sakhi. Or there may be some line, there is some scope for Sakirat Ras also. There are some Acharyas and Paramparas coming from Nityananda, the Dwadasa Gopal and their Parampara lines. But what I'm trying to say is that either way, the basic Siddhanta of this Gaudiya Vaishnava is the service of Radharani. Whether you're a Sakyamanjari or even if you're a Sakha, the connection with Radharani. So therefore, Radharani is supreme, is the supreme minister of love. She's the empress of the topmost form of prema. So any way one wants to come to Vrindavan or enter the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he must have some connection with Radharani. It's inescapable. Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Rohini, they're all in Vatsalya Bhav, but they have so much connection with Radharani, and they serve Radharani also. And the household servants, Danishta, Raktak, Patrak, Vishalaksha, they are all servants in Dasya Sakiras, in Krishna's house, but they also have connection with Radharani. They save some of Krishna's remnants. Oh, Krishna took this, and I know Radharani likes Krishna's prasad, so they take and they save it, and they serve Radharani. It's very nice. So therefore, the sadhaka is taking this verse and saying, Ashrayami, Radharani, I take shelter of your lotus feet. Or I'm trying to take shelter of your lotus feet as a sadhaka. Because why? Because I really need relief. Because I'm burning smaratapam ugram. I don't know about Krishna, but I know about me. I don't know your pains and pleasures, but I know mine. I know this is one thing that's really affecting me. And it worked for Krishna. This verse is telling that Krishna was really suffering and he took shelter of your lotus feet and, it's so cooling. Oh, I'm so cooled down. As I mentioned, the analogy of an elephant being burned in a jungle forest fire. He's burning everywhere, the ground, everywhere, flames everywhere. Then he jumps in a cooling river. He gets relief. So we're like that. We're being burned by the fires of lust and we jump in the cooling river of Radharani's mercy, Radharani's Sangha, Radharani's Seva. And we feel relief from Karunamayi Radha. So this is an idea that applies to us also. I take shelter of your supremely cooling lotus feet. The sadhaka is also, and then another thing is, there's two things here. One is that one level, but then Krishna is taking shelter there because he's burning in the fire of separation also. Just to be separated. Say even if he's not in the smara, he's separated from Radharani from time to time, so many times. So then from our level, we also can say, yes, I'm Radharani, I'm separated from you. And it's very painful. Of course, this is somewhat advanced as one advances. One of the symptoms of advancement in bhakti is one starts to feel separation. It begins by feeling separation from guru or separation from Vaishnavas. And there's that, I think it's a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or maybe Narottam, I think Narottam or Bhaktivinoda, he said, there's no greater pain in this world than to be separated from the Vaishnavas. Separation. So when one appreciates the value of sadhu sangha, and then, of course, he appreciates the value of guru sangha, then when he's separated, it's painful. He feels painful. Jaya Nila Premadana. We have that song that he's saying, I'm suffering. My heart is cracking. My head is splitting. That all of you, all the Parishads, I've left and they've gone with Mahaprabhu. Jaya Nila Premadana, right? He says, so I want to just crash my head and I want to end my life right here and now. I can't be with these great Vaishnavas. I can't see them and hear from them and share Harikatha with them and enter Kirtan with them. Perform Nam Sankirtan. Let me just smash my head on a rock. Right? That's what it says inside. Because my Krishnas Kaviraj Kahan? Rupa Goswami Kahan? Sanatan Goswami Kahan? Where is Rupa? Where is Sanatan? And without them, I'm feeling so much separation. I can't bear to go on. I can't bear to live. Better I die. Just smash my head with a rock. Tom. So this is viraha, Vaishnava viraha, separation from Vaishnavas. So then when we meet them, then we feel relief. Ah, I'm meeting the guru again. I feel relief. I'm meeting the Vaishnavas again. I feel relief. So the devotee, as he advances closer and closer to the lotus feet of his Ishtadev, or Ishtadevata. Ishtadevata. He starts to feel, oh, Krishna, you're there and I'm here. When will you manifest yourself to me? When will you show yourself to me? When will I feel your presence within me and without me and my mind and my heart? I'm feeling so much separation. It hurts. Love hurts. So as we increase in bhakti, we increase in our love. And our love and our relationship with Krishna begins with viraha, separation. And increases more and more, and the pain increases more and more. As I say, that separation is painful. And it doesn't end now. Even when one attains prema in this very body, one attains prema. And then he gives up this body and takes birth in Bhoma Vrindavan. Still, the pain of separation goes on. It's called Purva Rag. It's a type of rag. Purva Rag, Man, Premvaichitya, Pravasa Rag. There's these different types of rag. Attachments to Krishna, experience and separation, Vipralamba, Viraha, and Sambhog, meeting. There's eight kinds of Sambhog and eight kinds of separation. It's told in Ujjvala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami. So the the pain goes on. We have a spiritual body, Siddhadeya. We're in Bhoma Vrindavan. Krishna's on the planet. Radha's on the planet. Our Ishta Devata, Radharani's there. We haven't met her yet. We know she's there. We don't just appear there and then meet Radharani. We have to cultivate Purva Rag. More chanting, more association, more singing of bhajans. And finally, we grow up. We're born from the womb of a gopi in Barsana. Then we grow up. Grow means 1, 2, 3, 4, we grow. Exhibit different ages. And finally we come to our eternal age and it stays there. And then when we're qualified with the bhav, with the form, everything required to serve Radha and Krishna's madhura ras as a kinkari, as a manjari, then we're called. And we're trained. Even then we're, okay, now you're ready for training. Specifically, individually trained. Now you'll be trained by Vishakha, you'll learn to sing. And by Lita, you learn poetry and other things. And even Lita will take you directly to Radharani to learn some of the arts of dance or singing. So then you'll learn more. And then finally, so here it is. You're 14, you're 13 years old, 13, you've been 13 years in Goloka, I know what's a Brajalok, Bhoma Vrindavan. Now you're qualified to serve Radha and Krishna. But even still you haven't seen Krishna. You haven't served Krishna with Radharani yet. First you'll meet your Guru Sakhi, your Gurus and Guru Sakhis in Parampara, then the Asta Sakhis. They'll train you in different arts and Rupa and Rati. And now, but still, hey, what about, hey, when can I see Krishna? Not yet. So then you'll be in your kunj, you'll be in your place. And then you'll hear Krishna's flute. And then the associates that trained you, then your Guru Sakhi says, hey, what are you doing? What are you sitting here? Don't you hear Krishna's flute? He's calling, come. Oh, now I can go serve Radha and Krishna. Yeah, now you're ready. So how much separation goes on and on and on. Now you're serving Radha and Krishna, and then sometimes you're with Radharani and Krishna leaves or he's not there, and then she's feeling separation and she's crying and you feel whatever Radharani's feeling and you feel Radharani's separation, you're also crying. So therefore, as one advances, he feels separation from Radharani and he says, Ashrami, oh Parama Shitalam, Ashrayami. I take shelter of you, Radharani. Please somehow reveal yourself to me and give me some cooling, relief. Relieve my mind, relieve the separation I'm feeling in my heart and mind. So this is the prayer. He's showing the line of thought, the line of feeling of the advanced sadhaka. He feels like this and he thinks like this and he prays like this. So he's trying to shape the content of our prayers and shape the content of our thinking, and shape the content of our aspiration in this line, because he's teaching us the prayojan. Raghunath Das Goswami and Stavavali, especially in Vilap Kusumanjali and Prabodhananda Saraswati, they're teaching the prayojan, the goal, the sadhya, and they're giving us this teachings of how to progress in Raghunuga Bhakti. So this is from the devotee's level. He's thinking this verse, he's thinking that I am also experiencing this horrible fire of separation that Krishna is feeling. I'm feeling separated from Radha. And someone that's listening to what I'm saying, they say, I don't feel separated from Radha. Why not? Well, can you feel separation from someone you never met? Can you feel separation from someone you're not attached to? Can you feel separation from someone you don't know anything about? Can you feel separation from someone you never developed a relationship with? The answer to all these questions is no. So being a devotee, we are devotees of Radha and Krishna. Our subject matter is Radha and Krishna. Our business is Radha and Krishna. You know, we have a calling, you have a business card. Oh, let me have your card. Yeah, what's your business? Oh, textiles, exports, electronics, fashion, this, that, the other thing. So Radha and Krishna, Naam Rup Gun Leela, means what about their name, the glories of their name, Naam Mahima, Rup Mahima, the glories of their Mahima, their qualities, their pastimes. This is our sum and substance of our life. We want to know everything about Radharani and everything about Krishna. And as we know more of contemplation of the objects of the senses, one develops attachment, isn't it? So contemplation, we want to contemplate the object of our heart's attachment is Krishna, God. We want to contemplate them. You can't contemplate something you don't know anything about. Okay, think about this thing. Well, can you give me something to think about? Can you describe that thing I'm supposed to contemplate? So therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnav Shastras are full of the descriptions of Radharani and Krishna's name and form and qualities and pastimes. So as we do Shravana Dasha, and read all these things, and then they become the content of our mind and start to shape the desires of our heart. And then we start feeling that, I have a relationship. I have a relationship with Radha and Krishna, and that's what Diksha is all about, is awakening my relationship with Radha and Krishna. Gee, me? Little me? Yeah, that's right. And then as you go forward, it starts to become a little bit revealed. To what line, what way Krishna wants you to love him? What way Krishna wants you to serve him? It's his ball game, as they say. It's his ball game, and everybody's moving on his chessboard of pastimes, according to his design, his thought. The chess pieces move according to the design and thought of the chess player. They don't move independently. So Krishna knows what he's doing, past, present, and future. Okay, all you jivas, you'll serve me like this. Let's see how you respond to your nature. And then you expand from Mahavishnu and say, I got all this freedom, you know. Oh, wow, that looks nice, spiritual world. And you look that way. Oh, that looks nice too, the material world. That looks really nice. And then it's kind of like this. We come here and here we are. But we have a potential. Yeah, we have a potential to go to the other side. Otherwise, there's no religion. There's no dharma. The potential is there in the jiva to go to the spiritual side. And it's actually not only potential, but it's specialized potential to love and serve Krishna in our own individual way, which is what religion is all about, to uncover that. What is my way? The way of the pilgrim. Right? The pilgrim's journey, the way of the pilgrim. Well, my way may take me to the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. My path may take me to the lotus feet of Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan and Vaikuntha. My way, my path may take me to the lotus feet of Sita and Ram and Ayodhya Dham. Or my way may take me to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and the kunjas of Radhakund. This is what we have to find. And so then, this is, as I mentioned, if we're not feeling this separation, then something's wrong with our calculation. Because we're calculating, we're chanting, we're adding up numbers. What is Calculating mean you add some numbers. So we're calculating so many rounds every day, so many artiks, so much seva. That's a type of calculation, record keeping. So it should be going somewhere. So he's praying, when will I see Radhika? When will I attain her divine service? When will Radha glance mercifully upon me? Kada kurushyasiyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. So devotee is also burning, feeling hot in the separation from his beloved Swamini Radha. But if we are not feeling this fire of separation from Radha, then certainly all honest sadhakas will admit that they are suffering and burning from kama tapam ugram. I mentioned that. I'm just kind of reviewing what I already told you. Krishna is suffering from smaras, transcendental erotic desires, spiritual desire to be with his parts and parcels, to be with his Ladini Shakti Radha. So, okay, all right, I'll be honest. I don't feel separation from Radha. I'm not burning in separation from Radharani. But certainly we can say this, kama tapam, we're burning from this kama tapam ugram, this horrible burning fire of lusty desires and searing desires for material enjoyment. In either case, we need shelter. We need to find an antidote for the heat, the fever, and the burning, which is cooling. We have to find an antidote for the heat and fever and burning, which we're feeling. And that should be very cooling and soothing nectar. Cool relief gained from attaining a touch of Radha's tender, sweet, love-filled feet upon our heads. Krishna held Radharani's feet upon his heart, his chest, and he took them deeply into the core of his heart. We're not asking for that. We're just saying, Radharani, just can you Radha Kripa Kataksha? We don't deserve to have any contact with you. Touching your, even having your feet on our heads, this is such an exalted privilege, we can't even think of such a thing. To have your feet on our head. But if we could have some of the dust from your feet fall on us and we become a blade of grass, as Samaho Chanarino Jasham Aham Syam, Uddhava Mahashaya, he prays that he's not praying for even having Radharani's feet on his head. Just let me become a Goma Lata Osradi. Let me become some little creeper or plant, and the gopis, Radharani especially, the gopis will run here and there, and some of their feet dust will come on me, and I'll get that connection with Radharani, that connection with the gopis, and I'll become perfect. My life will become perfect. So we're just praying, can we have some touch with your tender, sweet, love-filled feet upon our heads? That touch can come as kunkum powder, which fell off your breast. It can come from the lak dye, particles of lak dye that fall in the ground of Vrindavan. Any touch. Ai inanda tanusha kinkuram patitam ba mishabem bhavambudo. Stita duli sadrisham. Stita duli. Duli means a particle of dust. Hey Nanda Nandan. Can you find me somewhere? Can you just place me as a particle of dust at your lotus feet? That will be my perfection. So this is the sadhaka. He may pray like this. The minute we attain the shelter of the supreme topmost experience of the coolness, param shitalam, of the service of Radha's lotus feet, then we will find complete relief from all the burning fires of lusty desires. So this is this wonderful verse from Radharas Sudaniti. Vrindavaneshri Radharani ki jai.